Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Today on Dish Nation, the Northwest dropped those bars, and I don't mean candy bars. On stage at her dad Kanye's fashion show, her performance has to be seen to be believed.
And does Justin Bieber like the look of his own butt? And does he believe his wife Haley smells like Ariana Grande? Plus, did Wendy Williams get racially profiled while shopping with some Real Housewives of Atlanta?
I wonder if it was Portia, child.
Watch it, Gary.
Glory be to God, honey, my niece Portia is back!
To be back with my Dish family, especially since celebrity moms Ashley Graham and Malika Hawk are doing the most in the streets. We'll explain.
And Post Malone says he got face tats because he didn't feel cute. Plus, the Scooby Gang is going to be in full effect when LA joins us in a bit. Get ready, y'all. This is Dish Nation. So we got a new young rapper to tell you about. She took the stage at Kanye West's Yeezy fashion show in Paris, and the six-year-old's name is Northy.
Oh,
AKA Kanye and Kim's daughter, Northwest. Check out.
I'm cool. See my school? I'm new. Yeah. Walk to the street.
Like, she even gave us a little, Yeezus-type energy with that scream at the end, because he was screaming a lot on that album.
She should be showing kids how to read books. It's enough. We got enough rappers as it is. Why do these kids want to be rappers?
Sometimes you got to start them young, and the track that North is rapping over is What I Do by a four-year-old artist by the name of Zaza. And to be clear, Zaza did it first, and her parents posted a vid of Zaza and asked the followers to give love and support to the originator. Now, just in case people were confused where North got her inspiration from, it's all laid out right there. Check this out. Man, well, Kim replies saying, we love you. North is a huge fan. Today's performance of North's remix of Zaza's song was something she asked to do at the last minute and a complete surprise. I didn't mean to not give credit where credit was due. We'd love for the girls to meet soon. What y'all think?
Oh, I like Kim's response.
Me too.
I thought it was mature. I thought it was something a parent should step in there and do because the internet is literally creating a kid's rap beef. Right. Like, guys, come on. They're babies.
Yeah, but honey, Kim would have never apologized if she wouldn't have got caught. You know that. They steal everything like they steal a man, and they were trying to steal this child rap song. Had she got caught, she would have not credited Zaza.
She would have definitely got caught because Zaza is a huge star. She's an influencer. She's a rapper. She's a little bit older now. Like, she has a huge following. It was just a matter of, I'm sure North just liked the little
and
girl.
I'm glad they pieced it up really quick, even though I was kind of looking forward to, like, Kids Bop Smoke Edition. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted some of this Kids Bop Smoke.
Yeah.
They're going to be throwing a little, what are they,
Capri Sun.
She just looked a little scared when she was first out there. North,
she was like, scared because she said, I'm stealing this child's song. I hope they don't catch me.
No, that's not what she was saying. Oh, my God.
All right, y'all. It's time to check in with the L.A. crew. What's going on, y'all?
Hey, what's up? It's so great having you back, Portia. Yes. We missed you.
I missed you guys, too.
Oh, Okay, Justin Bieber went on the Ellen Show today and answered some of her burning questions, like what's his favorite body part that he owns, and his wife Haley's aroma.
Oh yeah.
What do you smell like, Frank?
What do I smell like? Yeah. Cheetos.
I'd rather find out what Haley Baldwin smells like.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Watch the video.
What body part are you most proud of?
Like, say I got a nice butt.
Yep, you do.
Got a good butt. I played hockey my whole life, so, you know, it's called a hockey butt. Don't look, okay? It's my wife's, okay? Don't look.
Haley Bieber.
Man, I'm nervous. You're making me nervous. This is, I'm nervous. She smells like Ariana Grande's perfume. It smells good. It's a good smell. It's like flowery and like fruity, and it's like, it's good.
That is a bomb ass shout out. If you had a perfume and your friend goes on Ellen and is like, yeah, it smells so fruity and sweet. I love it. It's Ariana Grande. That's perfect.
How much is a bottle of Ariana Grande's perfume? Is
probably
it very expensive?
Like $29.99
at CVS. Yeah, you can get it at you can get it like cold.
Really?
Well, that's good to know that they're not spending a lot of money on it.
It smells amazing.
Oh, yes.
Haley Baldwin looks like someone who wouldn't need to wear perfume.
Well,
like,
see,
she makes her own.
See, because I always had, if it smelled like cologne, leave it alone. That was always my motto.
Really?
You had a motto for that?
Yeah. Because you don't want it, you don't want stuff to smell perfumey, because then it's almost like you're covering something up. You want your natural essence.
Yes.
You just want to have a unique smell, your pheromones about yourself.
I like the natural. I like the natural mess. I like that.
But you like the musk?
I like
musk is better than must. It's all in that last letter.
But I love that Justin Bieber's like, but don't look at my hockey butt because that's my wife's. And all he does is wear pants that don't cover his ass. So how are we not supposed to look at it when we're looking all the time?
Wear your shorts right, bruh. Wear your shorts right.
Right. Pull your damn pants up. Say, Grandma.
Hi, Grandma. Hi, Grandma.
He's too rich for belts.
All right. All right, Portia, do you have the same answer that Justin had about your favorite body part? Is it your butt?
It's not my butt. My favorite body part is I think my lips and my shoulders.
Mine's my shoulders too.
Yeah, this whole little area right here I appreciate on myself because it's similar to my mom's.
Okay.
And it just always looks athletic no matter how big I am.
Yeah, okay. I agree. Portia's lips are amazing.
Yeah, they look very athletic.
They look very athletic.
All right, well, just days apart, Gwyneth Paltrow is wishing happy birthday to not only her ex-husband, Chris Martin, but also her current husband, Brad Falchuk. So on Chris's birthday, which was yesterday, Gwyneth shared a pic of the two of them with their son, Moses, and said, happy birthday to this hilarious, joy-seeking musical genius who gave me That Guy in the Middle There and Apple II. We love you. I never think of Chris Martin as hilarious. The guy from Coldplay?
No, me neither. Is he funny?
He was on Curb Your Enthusiasm the other day. He wasn't funny there either. And that's a hilarious show.
Right. And then this one comes a day after her current husband, Brad's birthday, which was Sunday. She posted a longer birthday tribute to him, part of which was at Brad Falchuk. Today, first day of 49, a man of infinite kindness, integrity, and love, of true rationality and patience. Happy birthday, my love.
Aww, that's beautiful. Aww.
Touching.
I'd be pissed, so I'm like, wait, ex-husband gets hilarious, I get rational?
You gotta have that balance.
But you think she gave them both a goop vagina candle? I mean, because that would have been nice.
They already know what it smells like.
They know
we getting gooped. They
but
know
don't
what
the smell
like
changes
that.
As the man come along?
I don't think those were out yet, Gary.
I think the smell changes as the candle gets older.
You know, when we first lit that, it smelled really good. Now it's what is that?
Gary actually thinks that our body chemistry smell changes by each man.
Yeah, I mean, because each man bring a different scent, huh?
No, our body is our body. Like, our pheromone is our pheromone.
Wait, my candle would smell like sandalwood and love.
Oh,
really?
Okay. Sandalwood is always nice.
That's probably what the Heidi's vagina candle smells like, sandalwood.
No, baby, it's patchouli all the way.
Patchouli?
Patchouli and work boots.
Up next, Wendy Williams and Flavor Flav are beefing, but not with each other. We'll tell you all about it after the break. Dish Nation.
We all all need a break every now and then, but why not keep your brain active while you relax? You know, that's why I love the fun puzzle game Best Fiends. It's an oasis of fun that you can take with you everywhere. You can play with others or just grab some me time. Either way, Best Fiends is a fun escape from the everyday. There are thousands of fun challenges and tons of cute characters to collect along the way. And my experience has changed, and the game has gotten more challenging and more fun the more I play. And what I love about Best Fiends is it does not require internet to play. So it's great for traveling, and you can play anywhere. Every month, I find myself playing a new theme challenge and collecting cute new characters. Best Fiends has thousands of levels already, with new levels, events, and characters added every single month. It's hours of fun right at your fingertips, and you can even play offline. With over 100 million downloads and tons of five-star reviews, Best Fiends is a must-play. So download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R. That's Friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
Y'all not gonna believe this, honey, but somebody pissed off my girl, Miss Wendy Williams.
Who did that?
Oh, Lord. Yes, honey, let me tell you who did head crack. So yesterday on her show, Wendy revealed, honey, how she, along with gal pals Miss Nene Leakes and Marlo Hampton, were racially profiled at New York City's Bergdorf Goodman. Listen to this.
Let me tell you something about these girls. We not just shopped, we went upstairs and we had lunch the whole bit. Like, it was the three of us take over. And can I tell you something about security? They treated us like the hood that they treat us. Yep. Nortman.
Yeah.
Nortman.
Oh, I mean.
We were
unbelievable.
And not with a lit credit card followed.
Yeah.
Followed like we might have to do something.
Yeah.
So when this place tells me I can't post that picture, I'm like, you know what? I'm posting it on Hot Topics then, and I'm gonna tell you exactly what it is. Yeah.
Even with blonde wigs, Portia, these girls still got followers.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
I'm so glad that she decided to still post it on her Hot Topics. Yep. Call their ass out.
Oh. Yeah.
It's enough of that. Like, I know doggone well, blonde wig, black wig, blue wig, you know exactly who Wendy Williams is.
Unmistakable.
And if you don't know her, you definitely know her standing next with Nene Leakes. Like, come on now.
But I feel so bad for them, but the thing is, though, did they still shop there? Probably did.
Yeah, you should.
Okay, so
well, you kind of have to finish it out, because after somebody follows you, you got to prove to them, this is how much money I'm spending.
No,
I would prove a point and
you
still
gotta do
buy
like that girl
grand.
Did, honey, on Good Times, honey. You got to buy the outfit, let her see it, you can afford it. Then you say, you know what, now that you got that commission, nah, I don't want it.
Oh, no, that would have been cute.
Oh, now that's cute.
That would have been
yes,
cute.
Honey. Right. I'm sure she had her assistant returning.
I'm sure.
Boy, isn't exactly what Flavor Flav is screaming these days, because his former group member, rap legend Chuck D, just kicked him out of the legendary group Public Enemy.
Mm-mm.
This was a sad day for hip-hop now. And you know who's the blame of all people?
Who?
Uncle Bernie Sanders.
Now, what he got to do with
it? Well, so this past weekend, Chuck D, along with Public Enemy Radio, which is like a side thing, they were scheduled to perform at Sanders' rally in Los Angeles, right? And before Chuck hit the stage, Flav's attorney issued a cease and desist letter to Bernie's campaign, alleging that his likeness and trademark clock were used in promo materials for the rally without his permission. So Chuck D and Public Enemy Radio got pissed and stopped Flav's clock from ticking by releasing a statement that said, Public Enemy and Public Enemy Radio will be moving forward without Flavor Flav. We thank him for his years of service and we wish him well.
That's a lot. How is the clock his likeness?
Yeah, when you see that clock is synonymous with Flavor Flav.
They could always get another black guy with a clock.
No, you can't.
No,
Flavor Flav is Flavor Flav.
I was just thinking, get Lil Wayne to do that.
You can't do that.
No, boy.
No, boy. Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
And today's deal is the Cuisinart Advantage Color Collection 12-piece knife set, so you can start slicing and dicing, baby. So check this out. This colorful, high-quality stainless steel set includes an 8-inch chef's knife, slicing knife, and serrated bread knife, a 7-inch Santoku knife, a 6.5-inch utility knife, and a 3.5-inch paring knife.
Okay, Brad, this is super nice. I'm cutting up this apple with no problem.
Girl, it looked like you kind of enjoying the knives a little too much over there, Portia. Thank goodness these nonstick knives come with matching blade guards and handles for safety. And they're color-coded to help reduce cross-contamination during food prep, and they're protected by Cuisinart's limited lifetime warranty.
Ooh, honey, now these are so cute, Brad. I want to taste the rainbow. How much are they?
Ooh, you gonna love this one, Gary, because usually they run as high as $50, but for our dishettes out there, it's only $17.
Ooh,
Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Portia, guess what?
What?
Coming up, honey, you won't believe, honey, where Ashley Graham changed her baby's diaper. We'll tell you all about it, honey, right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Well, hey.
Well, this story is for all of my parents out there. Now, being a mom is very, very rewarding, but there's also another side that people do not show, and that is the messy side. And model Ashley Graham isn't afraid to show us exactly what that looks like. Now, Ashley was doing a little shopping in Staples with her little one-month-old son, Isaac, when he had a diaper blow-up. Now, have y'all, you know what that is?
Oh, yeah, I know what a diaper blow-up is. I have one.
Yeah, oh, you do? Yeah. Who changed you? Oh, you changed yourself. Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, she had to take it upon herself and change her own baby. So she took this picture and she captioned it. Just got real. First diaper blow up while running errands with no restroom in sight. Thank God I remembered to put the changing mat in the diaper bag. Mm. Ooh, Lord Jesus. Yeah. This, it happens. It does. Like, wow. You don't know when they're going to boo-boo. I mean, you feed them, and at this age, you cannot time when it's coming out. It just happens.
Yeah,
and but you also have to load your bag up and make sure you got backup clothes. Like,
yes.
One time I didn't, and I had to use an upside-down shirt. For the kids, for like, you know, for pants, because like I just wasn't prepared.
Yeah, right. You gotta have it all. And like a couple pair of changing clothes.
Right. Yeah, but I this is just me.
What?
I think I know why she did that.
Why?
Put that little baby black.
What?
Could that have been a little white baby? Should have never changed that baby in the middle of the floor, honey. You know her child is biracial, so she said, well, hell, we just change them out right here. When they have restrooms, then they got parent rooms. They have the mom, the men and the women restroom, and they got the family room.
But maybe she wasn't child near a restroom, Gary.
She was in the store. She could have walked right there.
And sometimes there be lines for those family restrooms, and sometimes them restroom family joints be a little struggly on the inside.
Yeah.
That might have been the best place for her to change the baby in that situation.
I mean, it happens. I have a best friend, and she was changing her baby in her lap like a super mom, so I was like, I could do it too. Boy, I opened up PJ, and it was more than a number one.
Yeah, the plane on fire.
Lit it up, girl.
All right, y'all, moving on. It's no secret that the Kardashians have had a little work done to their bodies and face, so it made sense when Khloe's best friend Malika Hawk posted a picture of her and plastic surgeon Dr. Jason Diamond with the caption, stop by to just see my fave at Dr. Jason Diamond, and I'm fully booked for my post-pregnancy makeover. I can't wait. Well, Malika must have had a serious case of pregnancy brain because after a fan commented saying, don't get that surgery, try working out, Malika quickly responded with, LOL, wait, who said I was getting surgery? I don't need it. Never have, boo. She also wrote, where did I say surgery? There are 100 ways to enhance and improve that don't require surgery.
Sweetie, you're standing with a surgeon.
Right. Everybody's surgeon. The one that everybody uses.
Exactly. Right. Like, and you say, anytime you say mommy makeover,
it's surgery.
How do you feel about that?
I feel it's cool.
Thank you. Me
too,
honey.
Yeah, because some women actually have, like, extra that they want to get cut off or whatever.
Yeah.
And I have no problem with
it. And if you have the money, get it. Because do you know how long it takes for y'all to get a fupa removed as much as you go to the gym?
It's still here. It's my new best friend.
Okay.
Right. My fupa.
Okay. I thought it was a fanny pack.
Coming up, y'all, find out what made Post Malone, honey, get all those tattoos on his face. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation,
yeah,
y'all!
Yeah.
Well, it looks like Post Malone is no stranger to insecurities. He opened up to GQ Style magazine about why he has so many face tattoos, and he told reporters this, and I quote, I'm an ugly ass. The face tattoos do maybe come from a place of insecurity to where I don't like how I look. So I'm going to put something cool on there so I can look at myself and say, you look cool, kid, and have a modicum of self-confidence when it comes to my appearance.
Yeah, putting on the permanent ink mask.
Poor kid,
it
man.
It does make sense. I did see a picture of him the other day, and I thought, well, he looks kind of handsome underneath all that. I think
right.
It might have been for the GQ thing where they kind of dolled him up a little. He still looked like Post Malone, but
it's
he
a GQ cube spread.
Yeah, so he looked good, but that makes total sense. Because that's the only way you tattoo your face is if you're insecure.
Really? He has so many, though.
Heidi, you were very insecure as a young woman,
yeah,
trying to come into your own. So what did you do to hide your insecurities?
I learned how to really funny and develop a swell personality.
You faked having glasses because you wanted to hide your face behind lenses.
Yes, and I faked having braces. I used a paper clip and I created... I was real crafty as a kid. And then I wanted people to think that I had contact lenses, so I cut little circles out of Ziploc bags.
And put braces, a paper clip with Hubba Bubba in her mouth.
That's right.
To look like a retainer.
Well, see, guys, I have braces. I mean, sure, it's a paper clip braces, but it's braces. And that's why I look like this, and that's why no one asked me a prom.
You're so lucky you didn't choke on all that when you were young.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.